This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
It's my favorite rendition of the Colorado State Rams fight song, and we're playing it because the Rams got a big dub last night, 91-86 over UNLV. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, head coach of the Colorado State Rams, Ali Farokhmanesh. Coach, my friend, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I saw the injuries. I heard about your travel stuff. I didn't think it was going to happen. And you pulled it off. You can shun me now for the rest of our careers, Coach.
No faith, Brady. No faith.
Never again, man. Never. I'm sorry. At least I'm telling you. You know, I'm being honest.
No, exactly. No, our guys battled though. I thought they had the right mindset heading into the game, and honestly, they've had 3-4 weeks of like high level practices and preparation that. I think that's the reason why we're playing at a higher level than we had been earlier in the conference season. And we kind of told them, like, you got to be cockroaches at the end of the day. Like, cockroaches can live in any environment. Doesn't matter where they are. They are in every environment. We don't want to be pandas. Pandas only live in one place.
This is my favorite thing ever. I want this all the time. This works for me, by the way. This would absolutely work. Talk to me about these travel troubles, though. I mean, you had some weird issues just trying to get to Las Vegas.
Yeah, we had a delay with the plane that was coming to get us. It got in almost, what, three and a half hours later than it was supposed to. Then it got here, and then a part broke, so we got stuck on the plane.
Wow.
And then JoJo MacGyver was on the plane and got sick, and so he had to leave. And then and we've had three other guys get the same sickness throughout the last week. So then we got up the next morning, and so we had an option to fly that night still. Just we would land at like 1:30 in the morning in Vegas, which like our guys don't really sleep. They don't really go to bed till midnight anyways for the most part. So it wouldn't have been a big deal for them, but we decided against it. So we'd let them sleep in. And then leave, but then the plane ended up we had to be in the air by 8:45. So then we had to get him up at 7:15. that whole plan went out the window too. But we got there, and, honestly, once we got there, the routine was the same. So then it felt pretty normal after we landed. It was just everything up to that point was not normal.
What's going through your mind when all this stuff is happening? Because I hear about this a lot where, you know, there's just travel issues, and sometimes it's just out of your control. I mean, how important is that for you in that moment to just try to stay level-headed and try not to panic?
Yeah, like, I don't know. You probably have to ask our ops person, Landry Moffitt, that. But I feel like I don't really panic in those situations. And I don't know, if you tell your guys to control the controllables and you're worried about planes and everything else that goes into this, and you have no control over at all. I'm lying to them then. I'm not practicing what I preach. So, you gotta roll with the punches, and you gotta be tougher than your problems at the end of the day. And I think that's kind of the message that we've been sending our guys. There's always problems. There's always issues. There's always something you could complain about, but it does nothing for you.
Yeah, well, and then you mentioned it with JoJo MacGyver. Guys getting on the plane, and then he's sick. You said it's kind of going around. We hear Josh Pascarelli dealing with that ankle still. He's out. So you're battling through all these different elements, and then you got to go play a tough Mount West team on the road in UNLV. And you guys found a way. This was a fun game to watch. This was so, and you guys kind of pretty much controlled it throughout. It was a blast to see this Rams team clicking and dudes just stepping up.
Yeah, no, and I mean that UNLV team. Us two, besides Utah State, we had the longest win streaks in the conference up to that point. So they had won three in a row. We had won three in a row at that point. They were coming off a big road win at Boise State. So We knew it was going to be a battle, and Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn has been playing out of his mind. He's averaging 30 over his last five games right now. Wow. So, and he played well against us again. He on 21 shots, he had 31 points. So we withstood that as well. But it was a fun game, and obviously it's always fun when you win. But I thought the nature that we did it in, I thought we executed at a high level. We're cutting better than we ever have. We're screening better. The ball movement's probably the best I've seen it from this group, even in the non-conference. So it's fun to see them playing the way that I believe that they could from the start of the season, and they're starting to continue to buy in just more and more. And guys are making plays. And at the end of the day, like, your dudes got to be dudes, and you got to let them go. And I think it's been showing up. Our guys are trusting each other and making plays for each other.
As you say that, I'm just picturing Jevon Muniz and what he was doing last night. I mean, it just seemed like he was. You're saying you got to let guys go sometime. He was on one. He was having one of those games. He was hitting threes. He was getting into the lane. He was everywhere.
Yeah, I think. You try to give these guys confidence and belief in themselves, too, because at the end of the day, we're only as good as our individual guys on our team. That makes the collective whole better. And Jevon was playing really well. And I thought he was taking the right shots, too. Like, he wasn't forcing anything. And I thought that was the most impressive thing, to score the ball the way he did and not force a single one of those actions. That's hard to do. And it was impressive watching him. And even Brandon, to a certain extent. I mean, he was like 8 for 11 at one point, and he wasn't out there forcing anything. And I think that's a sign of maturity from this group too, that they really trust each other, that they give the ball up, that they keep cutting and moving. It usually ends up coming back to them at some point.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about this one too. There was a moment in this game, I believe it was in the first half, but Rishon Bemba, he kind of, like a defensive player kind of hits his knee or something, his leg like spread out in a really weird way. He went down for a brief second, then got up, hit both free throws. I mean, we know about his injury history and stuff. What's going through your mind when you see him go down? Because that, on the camera angles we were seeing, that did not look good.
No, and I can probably say this because it's Rashawn. Because Rashawn, and I've now been with him for 3 years. That happens like once a day. Like, there's usually some type of fall from Rashawn that you're like, oh my gosh, like, it's over.
You're just used to it now.
And it still scares me, but he's good for an awkward fall at some point, basically every game, where you are literally holding your breath.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I saw that, I'm thinking, man, here we go. That's going to be a rough one. You're already down a bunch of dudes. But he gets right up, makes free throws, and, you know, the rest is history. Coach Darnez Slater, man, you've talked highly of him. We haven't seen him a lot in action, and, of course, we didn't see him at all last year. He had some critical moments, some great moments in this game last night. Talk to me a little about – I'm going to start calling him AC Slater because I'm a big Saved by the Bell guy, Coach. I'm trying to start that trend. I hope I can count on your support.
I'll try running that with him today. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, he's
a stud. Darnez was great. Like, he was phenomenal. I thought we knew we were going to play him somewhere between 14 to 20 minutes, and he ended up right at 18 minutes. And we put him in at the end of the game, even in crunch time when we were trying to take care of the basketball unsuccessfully at times. But it's you just trust him. I mean, that's what I came away with at the end of the day, is like, usually guys like want coaches to trust them. Well, you got to prove it to me at some point, whether that's in practice and games. You earn that right to be trusted, and he earned that right last night. I thought he made the right decisions, right plays, didn't play outside of himself at all, had a huge, like, small little details, but had a huge wall up in transition. That back cut to put us back up, I think it was back up 10 or 8 in the last, like, minute and a half, 2 minutes, was massive. And I think that's the thing with Darnez is, You always say this. I remember David Roddy saying this. Like, I told him when he was kind of going through it with in the NBA about stay ready, like, your time's coming, stay ready, the opportunity's coming, and he hated that, right? It's the most cliche thing to say, but there's a reason why it's cliche. Like, you have to stay ready, and it's one of the hardest positions to be in basketball and any sport, is staying ready and staying prepared, not knowing when that time's going to come, and there's a possibility it never comes. And I think for Darnez to stay in that that state of mind and that frame of mind to be ready to go, to be able to perform like that after not really playing at all in the last eight games, that was so impressive. And I'll always remember that. And it'll be a story I'll probably, you know, you always have those stories eventually you tell your next line of players about former players and whatnot. And that's one I'll always tell about Darnes, is it didn't play for eight games. And literally, if we don't have him, we don't win that game last night.
I just get this feeling. And again, I'll ask you about like what you're looking like with his minutes going forward. But I just get this feeling Slater's going to be one of those guys in a few years. We're going to look back at February 18th and say, man, it might have started then against UNLV. That was a lot of guys get in those situations and they press because they're like, man, I got to impress here. But he was patient. And that back cut you're talking about, that, you know, we can talk a lot about a game winning three or a fadeaway, whatever, crazy defensive play. But the smarts he had in that moment to stay calm and then to make that play, I mean, it was huge. It's a monster play.
No, absolutely. It's sometimes it's the simplest things on offense and the fundamental plays that win you games. And that was one of them right there. I mean, we had a great drive, played off 2 feet, and Darnes saw the opportunity to make the cut when the guy turned his head. And man, it was a really good play. I was probably one of the most exciting parts of the game for me. Like, I love the threes and I love every, like, the highlight plays and like Kerry Booth's tip dunk and whatnot. Yeah, yeah. But I'm always a sucker for a good burn cut on someone.
I had to go back and rewatch that several times. I just wanted to see kind of where he started in that play and then where he finished. It was poetry. It was basketball poetry. Coach, what do you see for him in, you know, for the immediate future? I mean, is that one of those games where it's like, dude, you earned it. Now we're going to find a way to just keep adding more minutes for you. It's hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, and especially with Josh out right now, there's not really a choice anyways. So that makes it easier for me, but I'll always take those problems. If guys are forcing my hand to find minutes to play them that benefits our team and can help us win games, like I will take those problems every day of the week. I'd rather have it that way than the other way.
Any updates on a guy like Josh Pascarelli? Are we expecting, you know, a few more games, maybe a few more weeks?
I don't know right now. It's day to day, so he's moving around. He's running and jumping right now, so I'm not going to rule out Saturday at all, but it's Madison, our trainer, does such a good job with our guys, preparing them, making sure they're ready to go. Also, she pushes them, but at the same time, I don't want to put a guy in a position that he could get hurt more and end up being out longer than what he needs to be right now. So we'll figure it out one way or the other. JoJo will be back, though. He's his sickness was nice little 24-hour one, just to miss the game. So that was nice of him. But we'll reevaluate it, and I gotta trust. I'm a basketball coach, not a doctor, so I gotta trust the people that I'm surrounded by.
Well, and I like to hear you say that too. Like, you know, even if a guy might seem like he's ready to go, you want to be really careful because we've seen it, college game, pro game. If you put him back, even when they're saying that they feel like they're good to go, you could see another injury shortly after that, and then it could be worse. Could end your season.
No, exactly. So we're not gonna force the issue with it. Obviously, you'd want Josh back, but if he is back, I'm not going to complain about it. But if he isn't back, I'm not going to complain about that either.
Coach, man, fun to watch you guys. Never again. Never again. I'm predicting the Rams. I don't think you'll ever lose the rest of your career. How about that? I don't think it's happening.
I think, Brady, we just don't say anything because it seems like you're just wrong.
Can
we just cheer?
It's hard for me. I just get, you know me, I get a little cocky sometimes. And as soon as I put that tweet out, I think you guys had a couple of turnovers late, and I'm like, oh, crap. I am going to 100% get blamed for this. There's no doubt, but you pulled it off, so you saved me some you saved some face for me, Coach. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. No problem, Brady. We try to make it exciting at the end, you know.
You got to keep the heart going. I understand. Yeah. Coach, congrats. Nice dub. Good luck to you guys. Big one coming up against San Diego State this weekend, so we'll be looking forward to that one. Zero predictions from me. I'm not doing anything, so don't you worry.
I appreciate it.
All right, man.
I appreciate it. Just wear some orange. We'll be good.
And we'll be good. I'll be good. I promise. Michael's got orange on back there already, so we're ahead of the game. Congrats, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Brady.
All right, man. Ali Farouk Manesh. Like Ali and I know him well enough, so I texted him last night after the game, and because I was obviously self-serving, I'm wanting to get him on the show, and I said, "Hey, man, full disclosure, totally did not think you were going to win this game," and I'll be honest, Mike, the game started at 9 o'clock, I was like, do I want to watch this? Are the Rams just going to lose this game? They're down Pascarelli. Kevin's putting out that JoJo McIver's sick, and I just go to bed. And then it's close. It's close in the first half, so I'm staying up. I'm staying up through. I stayed up. What are you wagging your finger? I stayed up. I stayed
you
up
doubted.
Late. I did doubt, but I'm not like you. I can't just go, oh, I believe they're going to win every game. I didn't think it was going to happen. They got it done. Darnell Slater. You big Saved by the Bell guy? You ever heard of Saved by the Bell, Michael? A.C. Slater?
I saw one episode.
You stopped after that? Or did you like it so much you're like, it's not going to get any better. You can't be, you know, any greater than what I just saw. And then you stopped. Saved by the Bell was a great show. Smart show. Mr. Belding? Zach Morris? A.C. Slater? Screech? Mike?
He died.
Yeah, he did. The actor did. Yeah, but not in the show. They didn't kill off Screech. There was Kelly? Jesse? Lisa?
Boomhauer?
That's King of the Hill. But from now on, Darnell Slater, just because he's cool, is going to be A.C. Slater now. It's just, that's the way it is. So I'm hoping we can start that trend, Rams fans. I'm hoping that we can count on your vote there as we build this up for Colorado State. Big game coming up against San Diego State tomorrow, though. Or Saturday. Saturday, I believe. San Diego State is 12-3 in the conference, 18-7 overall. I think they're second in the Mountain West. You know, Coach just said it, man. They and UNLV were, like, the only teams in the conference at the time that were on a three-game win streak. This thing can turn around pretty quickly. If they keep it competitive against San Diego State, I might think that maybe CSU can go on some kind of a run like they did last year. And listen, man, I had a texter reach out a couple weeks ago saying, don't give up on CSU. They could go on a run like they did last year. I think they won like their last 11 or something. And then they won the tournament, the Mount West tournament, got into March Madness, won a game in March Madness. And I said, the problem is you don't have a Nate Clifford. You don't have that guy on this roster. Maybe Muni's looked really freaking good last night. And Coach just said it. Sometimes you just got to... He was stealing from Adazio there. Sometimes you just got to let dudes be dudes. And that's what those guys were doing last night. So I loved what I saw. I'm color me impressed. And I'm like all in. I don't care if it's at 9 o'clock. I don't care if game starts at 11 o'clock. Mike, we're watching it, and I expect you to do the same. 33 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.